We don't want to be anywhere in that thing's vicinity. But the little cup, people pay to go touch the cup. There's certain places here, Kruger's Burger, a couple other places, you can go there and you can play with the lion cup. So even the baby of a lion also, people want to play with it. But here you've got a human that is slaughtering human babies just to hold on to power. This love for power, love for fame, is such a sickness, such a bimari, that people are prepared to stoop to such levels just to hold on to it. So after many, many years of persecution, of torture, their children being killed, their women being abused, eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned Firaun. And the Bani Israel were now free from the clutches of Firaun. So out of shukr to Allah ta'ala, they used to fast on that day because it was the 10th of Muharram. So when Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam learned of this, so he said, Nahnu ahakku bi Musa, or Nahnu awla bi Musa, that we are closer to Musa alayhi salam. It is more rightful for us to show gratitude that Allah Ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel from the clutches of Firaun. So then Huzur Akbar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if I have to live to next year, then I will fast on the 9th and the 10th, or the 10th and the 11th. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the reason that you must oppose the Yahud. The Yahud are also fasting, but they only fast on the 10th. So we must be different. So one lesson we take from this Ashura, from this Muharram, is that Huzur e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted us to be distinct from the Kuffar. Even those that are Kitabis, Ahle Kitab, that means they were following some type of divine scripture, although with the coming of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if there is an authentic divine scripture left, the Injil, the Zabur, the Torah, nobody is allowed to follow it. We have to follow only the Shariat of Huzur Akdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Musa alayhi salam had to be alive in my time, he too would have to follow me. So we can't follow any of those scriptures. But even those people who are following a scripture, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted us to be totally distinct from them, totally different from them. So this is one lesson that we take from this Ashura, that everything about us as mu'mineen must be different from the kuffar. Everything about how we live, how we eat, how we conduct ourselves, how we get married, how we have our family gatherings, everything should be different. We must follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't have to follow the ways of the kuffar, the ways of the mushrikeen, etc. So that's one lesson we take. The other lesson we take from Ashura is a lesson of hope. It's a lesson of hope. Allah, whether it is our gunas, right? No matter what gunas we have committed in our life, we must never lose hope. Allah Ta'ala is there to forgive us. Whether it is a financial problem, whether it is a family problem, whether it is somebody has passed away, whatever the situation may be, sometimes it can be a health problem, anything. Nothing must weigh a believer down. A believer is a progressive person. A believer is always optimistic. Because a believer trusts in Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala is there. Whatever I am going through, He wrote it down. Whatever I am going through in my life is decreed by Allah. And as long as I am obedient to Allah Ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there's always a happy ending. There's always a happy ending. And that's what matters. The happy ending is what happens. What I'm going through now I just have to remain in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, that's all. No condition must weigh me down. No matter what it may be, I must have it weighed down. Sometimes a person's daughter is in a troubled marriage. You think that the father can sleep? You know, one person mentioned beautifully, he said, when will you appreciate your mother? The man, when will he appreciate his mother? So the person, he said, no, when he has a child. But now he also becomes a parent. The person said, no. The day your daughter gives birth, then you'll appreciate your mother. For even your wife, you don't feel so sorry. The wife we think is a, you know, Gaia machine. She must carry on. But the daughter you feed it. Huzur Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Hazrat Ruqayya radiallahu anha, his honorable daughter who was married to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anha, and she passed away. After that, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got his honorable daughter, Kulthum radiallahu anha, married to Uthman radiallahu anha. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Ayman that prepare her, Hani, one of them, I think it was Hani or Ayman, one of them, that prepare her and sent her to her marital home, to Uthman radiallahu anha. 3 days later, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit his daughter. And in that conversation that ensued, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, how have you found your husband? Just a father's figure, got his daughter married. Now, husband, how is he looking after you? Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how did you find your husband? So, Kulthum radiallahu anha, she said, the best. Found him to be the best. Last night, as Madrasa, whole majlis was on this wife. You know how we must have good akhlaq towards our wives. A lot of points, we don't have the time to go into all of this. But one thing he mentioned is that she sacrificed everything for you. She left her home, left her siblings, left her neighbors, her friends, her comfort zone, everything for you. So now, we must look after her. Hazrat Imam Masihullah rahmatullahi alayhi, lot of emphasis he used to put on. It's easy for us to have akhlaq outside, or akhlaq at home. So coming back to what we were talking, that no matter what the problem may be, financial problem, health problem, family problem, whatever it may be, it doesn't get a mu'min down. A mu'min always is progressive, is always optimistic, he always got hope. His gunas also don't get him down, because all he needs to do is raise his hand to Allah. Whatever situation he's going through, he knows this world is temporary. Allah Ta'ala has decreed all of this. My home is the akhirah. I'm going back home. As long as that is secure, I have nothing to worry about. We just continue in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So if you look at the life that the Bani Israel were leading under Firaun for how many years, and it seemed that Firaun was riding the crest of a wave. Firaun, he didn't even experience a headache in his life. So much of zulam is being, even claiming divinity. But Allah Ta'ala allowed him, gave him wealth, health, everything he had, power, everything he had. Didn't even suffer a headache. But never lose hope. Never think that Allah Ta'ala is not listening to the cry of the oppressed. When Allah's lathi comes, then it is swift. See, when the hiding came for Firon, it was swift. Complete. Wiped him out and his army. One shot. Finish. So this what we see happening in Gaza. Take lesson. Don't lose hope as a human. Don't think why this is happening. So many children are dying. This thing happened so many times in history. In fact, this teaches us the strength of Iman. Strength of Iman. The power of Allah Ta'ala. We waiting when is the help of Allah Ta'ala going to come? Is the help of Allah Ta'ala not there already? You got the most powerful army, most sophisticated army, most technologically advanced army. Is this Jullah army. Right? Backed by the two superpowers of the world. And who are they fighting against? People running around in jumpers. People running around in jumpers. Literally they are wearing jumpers. And they are fighting the most technologically advanced army. And almost 2 years going now. Almost 2 years. Just now would be 2 years. And they still can't make headway. Does it not remind you of Badr? So Allah's madad is there. Allah's help is already there. After all of this so much bombarding, everything, these people are still holding on to their iman. You know how frustrated this kuffar regime must be. They'll be dropping everything we bought on these people. And they're still coming back. So many people around the globe, they're bringing iman on us. This is some other force. This is something else. Iran couldn't last 12 days. Little bit bombardment, all these hands up. Peace treaty. What they tell you in the media is a different story. If you were so powerful, why didn't carry on bombing? And if you were so worried about Gaza and the, he's saying like all the other Arab countries. Nobody's standing up for Gaza and Muslims. Mustn't be fooled. We are so powerful. Why isn't anyone bombing them? Yahoo. You two survive. Hands up. And here they're bombing so much. 1,000-pound bomb. 2,000-pound bomb. Every day people are becoming shaheed. But they're still holding on. Is that not Allah Ta'ala's help? They did the same thing in Syria. How many years? Here we're reading, let's say 50,000, 60,000, 70,000, maybe the actual figures are more. In Syria, over 1 million became shaheed. 16, 17 million people displaced. But didn't the day come, Allah Ta'ala turned the thing. So never lose hope, whether it's in our own lives, whether it is what is happening globally. Never ever lose hope. Allah is always near. Allah is there, He's there. And Allah knows what He's doing. Allah knows what He's doing. Allah, does that give me tawfiq? Can you talk? Allah, give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq. And the one thing everybody wants to hear about is how much must spend on the family, you know. Because now we all need money, you know. What I must do? So we must spend. In whichever way we want. Allah Pak didn't say you have to spend like this, have to spend like that. Whatever a person wants to spend, he can spend on his family. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who is generous towards his family, and Allah will be generous towards him for the rest of the year. Right? But who you must be generous to is your dependents, your immediate family. Not now you have to go shopping and buy all the brother-in-laws and brothers and sisters and dead children and cousins and nephews and cousins and all. Just your own family, be a little generous to them, and Allah Ta'ala will be generous to us. Allah Ta'ala.